Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying the book of Malachi, the last prophet. In this session, we'll be looking at Malachi chapter 3, verses 6 to 12, the purpose of tithing. God's people need repentance in their worship, in their leadership, in marriage relationships, and in a fourth area, tithes and offerings. Malachi chapter 3, verses 6 through 12 reads, "For I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. Yet from the days of your fathers you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you said, in what way shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field, says the Lord of hosts. And all nations will call you blessed, and you will be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts." The Lord began by affirming his immutability. I am the Lord, I do not change. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His unchangeableness is the basis for the entire message of Malachi. He has always loved his people and always will. He calls them to return to him. He calls them to return to him. Verse 6 and 7. For I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. Yet from the days of your fathers you have gone astray from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, in what way shall we return? When Israel asked how to return, the Lord pointed to their failure to bring tithes and offerings. From this message, we learn the purpose of tithing. First, tithing recognizes God's ownership. The word tithe means tenth and refers to the practice of bringing the first tenth of one's income or increase to the Lord. Abraham and Jacob gave tithes as an expression of gratitude to God and as an acknowledgement of his ownership of all things. Later, tithing became part of God's law for Israel. The Lord declared that the tithe belonged to him. Leviticus 27, verse 30. And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy to the Lord. God's people were charged with robbing him by not tithing. The term translated rob is found in one other place, Proverbs 22, verses 22 and 23, where it says, "Do not rob the poor because he is poor, nor oppress the afflicted at the gate. The Lord will plead their cause and plunder the soul of those who plunder them." The Lord's charge is clear. By withholding tithes and offerings, his people were denying the fact that he owns all things. They denied their obligation to him. God does not need your tithe, but you need to acknowledge your role as steward, not owner. Your role is a steward. You're not the owner. And you do that by tithing. Second, tithing proves the goodness of God. Verse 10, bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. The Lord made an unusual invitation to his people. Try me now in this. Only here does God ask to be put to a test. He wants his people to prove him, to see if his promise to bless those who brought tithes and offerings was true. The promise is clear. He promised to ensure that their fields would produce abundant crops. Verse 12, and compare it to verse 9. In verse 12, and all the nations will call you blessed, for you will be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts. Verse 9, you are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. What could make that difference? Obedience. The disobedience of God's people was preventing him from prospering them as he wanted to. His goodness would be demonstrated if they would obey his command and bring the whole tithe to his house. Should Christians tithe? Yes, but not legalistically out of obligation. The New Testament guideline for giving is presented in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. A Christian should begin with the tithe and then grow in grace giving beyond that point with generous and liberal giving. You think about that, and you have a great day.